This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dr. Tom Earlywine, Director of Nutritional Services with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products, joining us once again, and we're talking about milk replacer. And Tom, what should come with a bag of milk replacer?
Yeah, that's a really good question when it comes right down to it, because obviously there's a vast array of products available today. Showing my age again, I've been in this business for 30 plus years, and the standard for milk replacer always in the past was a 20% protein, 20% fat, and you feed 2 quarts twice a day, and that was kind of the old standard for years. Thank God, recently in probably the last 10 to 15 years, that's changed. And not only are we feeding more, but we're feeding better planes of nutrition to calves. And so the variety of products that you can buy today is just amazing in terms of fat levels, protein levels, and everything else that can come into the product. And so when you look at what should be in the bag, you know, it's not only about the ingredients, but it's also about the quality of the manufacturer. It's also about the some technologies that can be added and included in that product, but also the service that's provided with that product. I personally grew up on a dairy farm, and if I were raising calves, my first thought would be, I'm not afraid to spend a little bit more if I get so-and-so, somebody I really like that I know specializes in calves. I can afford to pay more to get that service, because that can make a huge difference to my calves. As a nutritionist, one of the things I noticed when I worked with University of Wisconsin, the experts, the cow nutrition people, the people that really understood nutrition, really smart people in the dairy science department there, all disappeared when calf questions came in. And so you notice that with a lot of nutritionists, that it tends to be the case. They tend to run away from calves to a certain extent. And it's because calves do have challenges at times. And so getting some level of expertise when you're purchasing a bag of milk replacer is an important part of the equation. And then also look at a big factor, and this is a huge factor when it comes to milk replacer, is do they have research behind what they're doing? Because there is such a wide variety of products available today, you can't just look at standard calf research. It has to be researched on that particular product, and maybe even the technologies in that particular product as well, to make sure that they're actually getting the benefits you expect and that you're getting what you pay for. So if you're paying a premium price, are you getting a premium quality product, but also a product that has research behind it? And so you want the person that can help you there at the dairy and help you with your calf challenges, but also behind the bag is the research. And so when it comes to the product itself, obviously that quality is important and that sort of things, but almost what's behind it is probably just as important.
You're consistent monitoring of ingredients and mixability. We've talked about this before. It's just on top management practices.
Yeah, when it comes to the product in terms of mixability, you mentioned, for example, there's a lot of people say, well, if it disappears in the water, that's great. Well, the only challenge with that is it could disappear in the water and go to the bottom. And so now you've got to try to get it mixed up from the bottom, so to speak. And so we've got compounds that we can add to make it disappear fast, but we don't really want it to. We want it to get mixed well. And so that's another part of the equation. One of the most interesting things that was kind of fun that I've learned about is that some of the folks that talked about feeding calves better in academia, a couple of the calf experts in the country got together at one point and said, you know, we realized that we are such smart scientists that we figured out the protein level, for example, in milk replacer probably should be the same as it is in whole milk. You know, and they just kind of laughed and said, yeah, we're really smart, aren't we? You know, we came up with what mom already knew. And so that's why when people say, well, that milk replacer is too high in protein, I always kind of chuckle and say, well, what's the protein level in whole milk and compare the two? And a lot of times you'll find that it's very similar to what's already in whole milk.
You know, you talk to your nutritionist, your calf specialist, about what the right mixability is for your calf.
Yeah, calf and kind of heifer experts, both, they bring to the table the ability to match that starter and grower feed program to your milk replacer or milk program. And so they can kind of get the total package there. And the nice part about that is, even if you're feeding pasteurized milk, whatever the case may be, they can provide some level of service with the starter grain and grower side of the equation, and then perhaps even balancing the quality, so to speak, and make sure the quantity is covered. Because hopefully, and I had a dairyman actually say this to me once, I typically don't have enough waste milk to feed my calves, and I'm not sure that's a good goal to have. And he made a good point. You know, you don't want extra milk just to feed to your calves. You really want to be able to ship that milk, especially when the milk price can be a challenge at times. You want to ship the highest volume possible.
Dr. Tom Earlywine is Director of Nutritional Services with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.